You're now listening to a Word for Deliverance podcast with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge Noonan. A Place of Refuge Noonan is located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. To stay better connected with us for more exclusive information and updates, download our church app, A Place of Refuge Noonan, or visit our church website at apor-noonan.org. Now, let's join in for today's message.
Things that God hates, that he takes disgust in. Notice, according to Solomon, or the Proverb writer, in Proverbs 12 and 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. But those who deal truthfully are his delight. Again, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. But those who deal truthfully are his delight. My subject is simple this morning. Lying lips. Lying lips. I want to deal with lying lips. Lying lips. Let's give God a praise for our subject, if y'all don't mind. Lying lips. Three brief definitions of what it means to lie. Number one, it is simply not telling the truth. Not telling the truth. A liar is a person who does not tell the truth. Listen to me carefully. He or she practices not telling the truth. He or she loves not telling the truth. And again, we see that lying lips are a person who does not tell the truth is an abomination to God. Number two, to lie is simply to speak what's false. When a person lies, again, he or she is speaking what is false. Or it is to have a false tongue. It is to utter falsehood. So again, to lie is speaking what is false. And then finally, to lie, and the root meaning of lie, is to deceive. And so lying has to do with somebody who is being deceitful. Again, it is not telling the truth. It is speaking what is false. And then finally, it is being deceitful. And as Christians, we want to live up to what the name truly means. Because to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. Now, we're never going to be as Christ is fully. Come on, somebody. Because we are, again, human. We are limited beings. I quoted it earlier and have been teaching on it. Again, the Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 18 that it is impossible for God to lie. Now, if we tell the truth this morning about that, we all know it's not impossible for us to lie. You know that. Some of you did it yesterday. You know it's not impossible for you to lie. And if you tell somebody that, you just lied. Come on, somebody. We cannot say what Paul said about God when he wrote to Titus, that God cannot lie. That's something we have no claim to say. We could never say that I've been saved for such and such amount of time and I cannot lie. Well, you just lied. Because it is possible for every one of us to lie. But as a Christian, we should be striving, listen to me, saints, every day to be more like Christ. We should be striving every day so that people will see Christ in us. Oh, come on. I know it's going to be a little tight, but people should see Christ in us. Good to have a Bible, good to have a cross on if that's what you want to do. But it's bigger than the cross around your neck. Come on, somebody. It's bigger than you toting a Bible. It's bigger than you quoting a scripture. People need to see Christ in us. They need to see his characteristics in us as we grow. Now, when we first get saved, they may not see a whole lot of Christ in us because Christ is getting a whole lot of stuff out of us. And so, come on, somebody. So we're in that process of dying to ourselves, learning not to cuss, learning not to get revenge, learning how to forgive, learning how, I'm preaching good, to let things go, not to stay mad over silly things. We're learning. We're learning. But as we mature, the main thing we should want is for people to see Christ in us. Come on, to see us living the word. If you're taking notes, not only can we tell a lie, but you can also live a lie. You can be deceptive in who you claim to be. If you're telling people you are a Christian, but your lifestyle is not of that which is consistent with biblical teaching, you being deceptive. You're claiming to be something that you're not. Because a Christian doesn't practice that. Come on. Word gonna be a little tight. And listen, this is not just for the stranger that we meet, but people we live with who see us more than anybody. Come on. Come on. And people you live with, they're gonna see sides of you that at times you do all you can to hide these things from others. Because we're all flawed in some sense. Yeah, we do. We all have weaknesses. But it should be that even people who live with you know you are striving every day to be like Christ. No, she is not perfect, but she does strive to be like Christ. Yeah, she is a Christian. I know she is born again. Am I right? Because in today's world, people claim to be Christians who are not even trying to live. Did y'all hear what I said? Not even trying to live according to the word. And while I'm here, one thing that causes some young people to stumble is having parents who are in the church, but they're not the church. They're not living at home what they're claiming at church. Come on, you're doing an injustice to your child. Your child see you as a leader, a minister at church, but you're anything but a minister at home. Come on, you sing the praises of God at church, but you have a foul and cussing mouth at home. How dare you raise your children cussing at them? Letting them see you do things that when they come here, they're going to hear the word saying, you shouldn't do that. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Somebody walk up, you say, how you doing, man of God? And your child said, no, who? But daddy's a drunk. So we can be deceitful in our life. It's quiet. And one thing I don't want to be, one thing I don't want to be is a stumbling block. want to see my loved ones who are not saved. I want to see them saved. I want to see them saved. I can't make them get saved. But I believe if I live the life in front of them, I'll make them think twice about giving their life to Jesus. Just off of the walk that they see in me. Y'all know that's true. Kinfolk especially watch us at times that we really don't know they're watching you. They're watching you. And they may not say anything to you, but if you are a single who's keeping yourself pure, you're being chased with your life, even though your cousin know you're getting offers from men, but she know she's holding on. You encourage your cousin, whether she say it to your face or not. She's watching how God is blessing you. But think if you're doing the opposite. Come on. This is a good word. And it's a needful word for the body of Christ. When we start naming that we are Christian, you saying something. In my pre-message, you saying you Christian, people ought to see you enjoying. You going to have your child, but they ought to say about you, I know she going through a whole lot, but you can't tell it. You can't tell it. Come on, somebody. What are some reasons why a Christian would lie? I ain't got time to deal with all of them. What are some reasons why a person professing to be a Christian would lie? What are some reasons? I just want to mention a couple. Number one, we sometimes lie out of fear. You can be in a situation where you lie. You don't tell the truth because you fear the unwanted consequences of speaking truth. You could get back $4,000 more. That's what your tax person tells you. But you've got to be able to say such and such, such and such. And then it's up to you. Lord have mercy, I need that money. I need that money. And if I tell the truth, it's going to cost me $4,000. God understand that. I need, this is God. You can't say nothing that's God that's causing you to be deceitful. I'm teaching right. But sometimes we fear unwanted things that may come if I tell the truth. Some folk live like that. If I tell the truth, I'll lose benefits. See, these are just some reasons. You know, Abraham went into a city and was afraid to tell the people that Sarah was his wife. He feared that they would kill him to have her. So he told Sarah, he said, just tell them that you are my sister. He feared consequences. Now y'all just keep saying like that. Sometimes you'll lie. But it is always best for a Christian to tell the truth. Come on. I had a person went to this church, a couple. And I don't know, it had to be 2-3 years that I continued, and I ain't going to call their name, y'all know I don't do that, to refer to this person as husband and wife. Husband and wife. Good to your wife. Good to your husband. How's your husband? How's your wife? Get in a meeting and they start arguing with me. Not with me, with each other. And the man said, Pastor, first of all, let me just tell you this. this is the reason I divorced her years ago. And Pastor, I don't know if you know this or not. Now, we never did get remarried. And I said, hold up now. I said, I don't know that. I said, I thought y'all. He said, oh, no, we still ain't married. That's being deceitful. If you telling folk you married and you shacking, that's being deceitful. Even if you put on one of these. That's being deceitful. Woo. Sometimes we lie because we fail. We are not able to make good on what we say. You say, Pastor, I didn't mean to. I had all the intentions to do what I said. Don't matter about your intention. You didn't do it. That's a lie. That's the reason we strive to start service at 10:15. Because that's what we say. We say we start at 10:15. If we start at 10:16, we starting on a lie. If we start at 10:14, we starting on a lie. Don't matter about what the mics weren't working. Don't start on a lie. Get up talking till the mics get to working. Well, we were waiting on the praise team. Don't wait on nobody. No. Do what we said we would do. This ain't just for main church. This is for leaders meeting. This is when auxiliaries meet. You tell folk y'all going to start at 6, but y'all start at 6:30. Don't let me find that out. Or let me find it out. You won't have any more meetings. We don't start on a lie. And then I hated this thing that people, when you have something, because what time are we starting? Some of y'all know where I'm going. We starting at 3. At that CP time? CP. CP. What's CP? Color people time. Which means 4. No, let me straighten you. All color people don't lie. Come on. All blacks don't lie. All African Americans don't lie. Whatever y'all call now. Whatever you got. Hey, I'm not a colored. But what it teaches you is that you can build a reputation of being a liar. Now, I got to move on, but some of you, that's you. You tell folk the cookout going to start at 4. Or we tell you it's starting at 4. We tell you to bring the baked beans, and you showing up with the baked beans at 5:30. Some of y'all don't like this type of teaching. Sometimes we lie because of jesting or inappropriate language known as joking. See, the book of Ephesians warns against saints doing things that Paul said is not fitting for a saint. See, there are some things you used to do before you got saved. It's like being overweight. Please don't y'all be sensitive. That ain't coming. Some people overweight. That ain't not a knock to nobody. Everybody skinny ain't healthy. Everything that's skinny is not attractive to some folk. But I'm trying to make an example. When you use certain words, you can just tell folk like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on. But when you, I'm making a point. When you overweight and then you lose weight, there are a lot of things, though you still may like it, you can't wear it anymore. It doesn't fit. That's all. It doesn't fit you anymore. That doesn't look good on you anymore. It looked good on you when you was in the world. It looked good on you when you were not saved. Yeah, I was used to you talking like that when you was a sinner, when you was half high, out of your mind, drunk or on something. But now that you saying you were born again Christian, that doesn't fit. It should be certain things that when it come out of our mouth, we should know immediately this doesn't become a Christian. This doesn't fit. This doesn't sound right out of the mouth of somebody who say they living for God. Blessings and curses shouldn't come out of the same mouth. Come on, somebody. Y'all know I'm preaching good this morning. We have to be kept. That don't fit anymore. You were known as a person cussing all the time before you got saved. But if you continue cussing all the time, yet you telling people you're a Christian, it's not going to fit. So is jesting or joking. Sometimes some of us lie because we get to playing too much. Amen? And so we have to be careful. Amen? And then finally, we lie sometimes because we, I don't know if y'all ever heard of the term jumping on the bandwagon. It means doing what others do, saying what others say. Y'all know sometimes we lie because we repeat something we've heard, thinking it to be true, but it's not true. See, if somebody tell you something that ain't true, and then you start telling other people what they told you, it don't matter that you thought it was truth. You are now guilty of spreading lies. I didn't mean to hurt nobody. It doesn't matter. That's why we have to be careful when we say a thing. Where did you get that from? And everything you see on TV ain't true. Everything you hear on the news is not true. And here we are as Christian repeating something. Uh-oh, it's quiet. I told y'all how the message was going. Somebody called you, like, ooh, have you heard the news? I ain't heard nothing. I've been busy. So-and-so died. Lord, have mercy. You know, I seen them a couple of months ago. They look so good. Yeah, don't they know what happened. They just up and died. You can't wait to get off the phone. To call somebody. Did you know so-and-so died? Next thing you know, we done had 4 or 5 phone calls about a person dying who's still living. All because you heard something and you started running with it. Even in church, be careful of the gossip you hear or you receive. It may not be true. It may not. And then folks say, now I got this from a good source. Can I tell you something about your source? Your source has lied before. Then people say, this came out the horse's mouth. Then you finally talk to the horse. They said, you said, and I didn't say that like that. They telling a lie. That is not how I said that. What did you say? This is what I said. Now the person is running around telling folk they got it out the horse's mouth, but they took it out of context and they lying. It's quiet in the house. See, I don't want to speak lies and I don't want to live a lie. Let me show you why. John 8, we finna get into it. Y'all just give me a few more moments. You have to teach like this because you got folks saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Pastor, that just seemed to be something so small. But you ain't listening. Lying lips are an abomination to God. How can that be seen as small? Well, Pastor, you know one thing about me. I don't tell no big lies. Y'all know how folks here. Oh, he told a big black lie. Versus a little small white lie. We don't want to be known for lying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Notice why. Notice why. Woo. Help me, Jesus. Notice why. See, because again, as Christians, we want to be what? Christ-like. And if somebody has been lying, and nobody has told me. Okay, let me say that. Why are you preaching that? I told her it was a lie. She done went to power. Ain't nobody came to me. Ain't nobody said nothing about nobody lying. Okay? I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. So don't you show up this morning thinking, no, this being said, no, this being said because God want us to hear it. He want us to hear it. Okay? John 8. This is the reason we don't want to do it. First of all, before I even go any farther, has anybody in here ever lied? Let me just see by a show of hands. Anybody in here ever lied? Okay, hands down. I wanna ask, but I ain't. I wanna ask how many has told a lie this month, but I ain't gonna do it. John 8. I wanna do it, but I'm not. I don't wanna put you on the spot like that. And put myself on the spot like that. John 8:44. This is the reason. Listen carefully to the scriptures. Listen carefully to the scriptures. Because some folk will tell you that not only are they liars, but they good at lying. Yeah, some folk good at lying. I said some people are good at being deceptive. Anybody used to be like that before Christ? You were good at lying? You knew how to just... y'all ain't got to be... I said before Christ, you just good at lying? You knew how to watch everything you said? Mm-hmm. John 8, let me show you why it's so serious. Here's Jesus talking to a group of Jews, to a group of religious people, to a group of not only religious people, but he talking to people who are responsible for teaching other people. The scribe, the Pharisee, the Sadducee, these folk were not just religious, but sometimes people miss it. Their responsibility was to teach others. Teach them what, Pastor? How to be godly. And notice what Jesus had to say to folk responsible for teaching other people. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. The desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. Y'all better listen. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. And you know, we have a saying, or I have a saying, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Show you right. But are you? Are you like the devil? Do you have the devil characteristics? When the devil opened his mouth, he lied. And if there's any truth in anything he utters, it is in order to cover it with lies in order to deceive the person he's speaking to. Why? Because he is a liar. And when we get saved and get saved right, I don't want characteristics that exemplify I'm of the devil. Here come that liar. You basically saying, here come that devil. Now you ain't calling him the devil, but if you lie all the time, you acting like the devil. Y'all don't, it's quiet. Let me just stand here, say amen, and just teach it and let it do what it do. Look at Revelation. The Bible said when he speaks a lie. Did y'all hear that? He speak of his own resources. For he, in other words, he can't be nothing but a liar. Woo-wee! The devil can't be nothing but a liar. Here's the wonderful news. Even if you in church or you listening and you practice lying, you love lying, you know the difference between you and the devil, you can change. Come on, somebody. I said you have the opportunity to change, whereas the devil will always be who he is. That's a liar. And God is teaching this because some of us need to stop lying. Stop being deceptive. Lying messes up marriages. Spouses have to learn to be truthful with one another. Speak the truth to each other out of love. You don't speak the truth to hurt or kill nobody. You speak the truth because you love them. Spouses who lie to each other don't really love each other. Parents who lie to their children don't really love their children. Children, y'all have to learn at a young age to tell the truth. But I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah, but it's best to tell the truth. You said lie not to get whoopings. And if you had parents like I did, sometimes they'll trick you. To me, I call it trick you. You tell me the truth. It don't mean you're going to get no whooping, but I need to know the truth. I did it. Go get me that bell. I'm going to tell your ear. But you said I wouldn't get a You said I wouldn't get a whooping. Come on. You have, and listen, children, because I'm teaching right. When you grow up, you need for your parent, because you're young, foolish is bound in the heart of a child. Part of being a child is, for some children, is telling lies. The reason your parent needs you to tell the truth is because if anything ever happens, they need to know that you ain't known for lying. She just don't make things up. She just don't lie to be lied. If she told me that he touched her, I can't just call her a liar. We gotta see. Tell your parents the truth, children. Be honest with your parents. But Pastor, they'll whoop me. Yeah, you might get that butt toe up. But just let that teach you. Don't lie the next time. Don't lie the next time. Mama, I broke it. I broke it. Sometimes they'll let you off with a good stern one, depending on what you broke. Revelation. It's good teaching. It's good teaching. Lying don't do nothing but create a whole lot of confusion. And if you're here today and you think, well, Pastor, I tell lies, but it's getting me ahead. You don't realize you're setting yourself up for complete failure. Your lies are going to come back on you. They used to tell us growing up, we used to lie, like, if you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie to cover that lie. To eventually, you forget the lie you told the last time. That's how police get folk. They get them in separate rooms. Where y'all coming from? We coming from the house. You know where y'all coming from? Oh, we just left a cookout. Oh, he don't lie. One thing about telling the truth is that you never have to be nervous. You never have to think. See, when you lie, you got to just sit there. And that's how you know some people lie. You ask them a simple question. And let me tell you something that's notorious of some liars. Where you been? That's real simple. Where you been? Where you been? Some liars, so you asking me where I been? Yeah, but I really want to know why you buying time saying where you been. There's no need to repeat the question. You thinking. But it's always easy to tell the truth or say nothing. Police pull me over here. You know why I pulled you over? I was going a little fast. I ain't going to tell them how fast. I maybe didn't look or what. Police pulled me over. It been a while, though. But he said, you know why I stopped you? I said, yeah. I said, I was going a little too fast. He said, man, you were moving in this car. I said, yeah. He said, I'm clocking you at like 85, almost 90. And I said, yeah. I said, I ain't been too long. Got this car. I just hit it. And, yeah, you're right. He said, you know I'm going to have to give you a ticket. And I was on my way to church. Oh, God. Had that big old ring on. Yeah, I started to, before the police even came up there, Shane, I started to take the ring. I forgot to take the ring. Because some police, they think you got money. They think, you know, they see, y'all don't, now some of them know them. People see you drive a certain car, they think, oh, he can afford. They do this sometimes, I'm getting off. They do it sometime when they fix your car, depending on what your car, oh, they got it. No. Don't do me like that. But anyway, he said, I'm going to give you a ticket. I said, I understand. I said, can you have some mercy? Can you drop it to a certain limit so it don't go on my speed, on my insurance and stuff and do that and stuff? He said, you know what? He said, I'll do that for you since you was honest. He said, I'll do it. But some of us know we speed and then you trying to argue. Why you stop me? Ma'am, you going 65 and a 35. Yeah, it's cause I'm black. Oh, black people can't even go 10 miles over. Don't say nothing. Don't lie. Lying makes things worse. Amen? Notice, Revelation 21, got to speed up. Revelation 21. Yeah, lying, I'm trying to, lying makes things worse. It's best to tell the truth. Notice Revelation 21:8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexual immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, these some bad folk, and all liars shall have their part in a lake. This ain't no lake with fish. Which burns with fire and brimstone. Oh, somebody shout, all liars. Somebody shout, all liars will end up in hell. Do y'all realize that? All liars are going to hell according to the Bible. Listen to what I'm saying. Those who practice lying. Those who love lying. Those who have not repented from lying. All of them, all liars. I don't want to be doing anything that I know will carry me to hell. Come on, somebody. I ain't got but a couple more scriptures. I want to do nothing that I know going to carry me to hell. And then I'm in hell with rapists, people who done molested, murdered. And it ain't going to be like folks saying, somebody ask you, why are you here? That ain't hell. Hell ain't no place you down to having no conversation with people. Nah, you watching too many movies. Oh, what got you here? Set somebody on fire and ask them. Don't set nobody on fire. Don't set nobody on fire. But if you see somebody on fire, them people ain't got time to talk to you. Them people hurting. They burning. But imagine going to hell for lying. Not telling the truth. Being deceitful. Lying to get a position. You got the job, but you lied on somebody. You lied. Your lie got somebody fired because you knew you were next in line and you got the job. And you actually think that job going to benefit you. It may benefit you for a moment. It may benefit you in the ways you thought it would benefit you. You got a big increase, but watch your life. You are going to reap what you sowed. See, it's quiet in the house. I know it. Go to Exodus 23. A few more scriptures. Y'all hang in here. I'm still within my time. Exodus 23. And see, there are some churches you are never going to get a message like this. What did he preach about today? Lord, have mercy, let me tell you. Lying lips. Exodus 23 and 21. This is what the Lord taught Moses to teach the Israelites from the beginning. As he was raising them up to be his people, to be a nation. God himself knew one thing would hurt the nation. He knew one thing would damage the family, because Israel as a nation, are y'all still listening to me? Is still Israel as a family. It is still Israel as a society. One thing that hurts our society is the downplaying of lies. Like lies don't hurt people. Come on, this hurting the society. The fact that politicians feel like it's okay to just lie to people. Just lie, just tell them if you vote for me, I'm going to do this. They feel it's okay for you to cast your vote for them then to get in office and not even try to do what they ran on. Your whole campaign was about this. And you feel that's okay. See, it's messing up society. Fake news is messing up society. Social media lies are messing up society. You can't just get on the internet and listen to anybody. Don't give liars your time. This person is known for spreading lies, keeping mess going, and that's your favorite show. Club Bebe. You like looking at Club Bebe, and basically it's all about lying and keeping mess going. Now, you're supposed to be a Christian, and all they doing on Club Bebe, now I know what it is, I ain't calling names, all they doing on Club Bebe is spreading rumors, telling lies. You know why they do it? Because lying sells. Some of us literally sit around listening to who's sleeping with who in Hollywood, who cheating on who in Hollywood. These folk get paid to put out lies. And when a society is built on lies, I know I'm teaching good. That society gonna fall. America gonna fall. We have our date. Don't you listen to false prophecy. America has its date to fall. Babylon is going down. Because whenever you turn from God's ways, you gonna fall. Every powerful nation that went against God. Even the Bible say all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. And America is not exempt. Look at all the lying that's promoted. And see, if you ain't careful as a Christian, that spirit get on you where you feel it's okay to lie. But it's not. That's when I'm standing bold teaching. Exodus 23 and 1. I'm standing bold teaching. Look at Exodus 23 and 1. Here it is from the beginning, teaching the nation, teaching the family. You shall not circulate. Y'all, Exodus 23 and 1. What'd I say? Okay. Exodus 23:1. Is that uno? Uno. Exodus 23, uno. Can't go no farther. Exodus 23, uno. Doors. Dose? What is it? Dose? What's it? Trace? Quattro? That brother Chris back there like he fluent. That brother Chris ain't skipped a beat. Oh no, no, Trey, It's 23 and 1. We close. We need this word. We need this word. You shall not circulate. You shall not circulate. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not circulate. You shall not spread a false report. Now, because something is true, that's not a reason to gossip. Well, it's the truth. You don't need to be spreading that. But we certainly don't want to be known for circulating. Listen at this. A false report. We don't want to be known for that. Go back to Proverbs 12. Oh, Lord. Proverbs 12. I'm moving very fast. Proverbs 12. Now, I'm going to go ahead and move fast so I can get it. I appreciate you. Proverbs 12. No, I appreciate you. I appreciate lovers of the word. Proverbs 12, look back at verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. He hated. He's disgusted by lying lips. Why is that? Let me show you again. Let me back it up. Let the word back itself. Flip back to Proverbs 6. Well, God is a loving God. He can't hate anything. No. No, you've been misinformed. You've been misinformed. There are things God hates. I said there are things God hates. Tell your neighbor, don't be on God's hate list. Tell somebody else, don't get on God's hate list. Look at somebody else and tell them, say, did you know that God reveals in the Bible He has a hate list? I don't want to be on God's hate list. Some of you acting like you knew. You didn't know God had a hate list. Look at it. Proverbs 6 and verse 16. These six things, the Lord what? These six things, the Lord what? The Lord what? Now, how we Christian doing what God hates? Somebody gonna think the rest of the day before you talk. Yeah, we gonna think, and we need to. This word coming to help. These six things. Why does God use Solomon to reveal them to us? He wants us to know what He hates, so that if somebody tells you it's all right, you already know. Oh no, God hate that. If lying will build your career, you do it. That's wrong. That's wrong. If lying will get you what you want, I don't care what them preachers say, girl, you better lie. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. And when we tell lies and know it, the more mature we are, we need to be quick to repent. If you lied to somebody, there are times you not only need to repent, but you need to let that person know, I lied. I told you a lie. What I said to you was false. I didn't tell the truth when you asked me that. Now, I ain't saying you got to go back 20 years, because you might really cause some trouble. Yeah, Proverbs 6. Now, drop down to verse 19. Yeah, not telling you calling about them 20 years. You remember that time you asked me who stole your ring and all that? You may want to just go ahead and leave that alone. Or some are going to be calling for all day. But going forward, you know, if we tell a lie, repent. Repent. Just as quick as you said, just say, oh, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. Let me fix that. Let me get that right. Notice verse 19. Now remember in verse 16, he said, these 16 the Lord hate. We drop down to verse 19. A false witness who speaks what? A false witness who speak what? Lies. A false witness who speak what? Lies. Notice, a false witness will speak what? Lies. Why is it important for us not to be a false witness? I don't have time to go there because I'm going to one more scripture and be done. It's because as a Christian, we should be true witnesses. The whole thing about being a Christian is to be a true witness. I do got time to go there. Proverbs 14. Yeah, I do, because some of y'all look. Proverbs 14. Remember what he said in Acts 1. We got one more scripture and I'm done. Remember what he said in Acts 1 and 8. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be what? You shall be what? You shall be what? You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part. Wherever I send you, I'm sending you to be a true witness. If I gave you a job on Yamaha, get over that Yamaha and be a true witness. If I raise you up in the business world, you run that business, you be a true witness. If I take you to college and I raise you up, you get on that college campus and you be a true witness. Wherever I send you, you be a true witness. We cannot be of God, have His Spirit, and we are false witness. But notice what's powerful about being a true witness. And I got one more scripture and we're done. Proverbs 14 and 25. Notice what this scripture says. A true witness delivers souls. A true witness delivers souls. When we true witnesses, we can help people. You can help people by being a true witness. You know what some of our families need? More true witnesses. I said, you know what some of our families need? More of true witnesses. People who are not just quoting the scripture, but they are living by the scriptures that they quote. They are not perfect, but they're not hypocrites either. They're living this life. They're striving to walk right. Come on, somebody. And we need more of that in our family. Let it start with us. You start being a true witness. You start living right around them. You start talking right. You start doing right. And it'll get contagious. It'll get on somebody. If men start being true witness, other men will desire to get saved. Other men will see the blessing of being a true witness. I'm preaching hard in the close. In Proverbs 22, he closed by saying that his delight is in those who deal truthfully. Yeah, God hate lying lip. They're an abomination. But his delight is in those who deal truthfully. If we want to please God, one way we do so is striving to tell the truth. Striving to be a true witness. Why is that important? Proverbs 16 and I'm done. Good word. Proverbs 16, I'm done. Proverbs 16. Some of us don't work on jobs where everybody around that line is circulating false. It's just a bad atmosphere. The world call it toxic. Folk just lying on each other. People just slandering each other. But if God puts you on that job and you know all of that's going on, you go ahead and be the light. You go ahead and be the light. You go ahead and be that one that stands out. That they tell folk, no, she ain't going to get involved in y'all mess. She ain't going to keep all that mess going. What she say to one person, she'll say the same thing to another. Because liars are also known as being two-faced people. They go over here and say one thing. But then they right over here saying something totally different. You two-faced. Proverbs 16. Why do we want to deal truthfully? Because when we deal truthfully, when we are true witnesses, we are his delight. God delights in us. He know We are not perfect, but he delights in us striving to tell the truth. Four things. Oh, it's so hard to be blessed. Stop lying. It ain't hard to be blessed. You just got to strive to do right. And what are he talking about today? Just strive to tell the truth. Tell the truth. Proverbs 16, 17. Got to go. Proverbs 16 and 7. What y'all say that word a while ago? Uno. What is 7? Siete. Did I say that right? Siete? Okay. Pastor Cocker speaking a little Spanish today. Proverbs 16 and siete. When a man weighs, please the Lord. Woo! It's the only one got happy for who's striving to please him. Because you know in striving to please God, good stuff gonna happen for me. You can't strive to please God without him blessing you, without him rewarding you. When a man weighs, please the Lord. He makes, God makes his enemy. Folk want to kill you. Folk want to harm you. God said, because your ways please me, I'm going to make them be at peace. I'm going to make folk bless you that I know don't like you. I'm going to make folk do good by you who want to do wrong. Come on, and I'm done. Yeah, that's somebody rhema. God gonna do it. God gonna do it because your ways please him. Look at somebody and say, don't be a person who practices or loves lying. And come on, let's stand to our feet and give God a praise for our subject. Lying lips. Come on, somebody. Speak the truth. Come on, somebody, speak the truth. Hallelujah. Speak the what? Truth. How many want to go higher? How many got goals? How many got a vision? How many got plans? But listen to me, saints. We live in a world now where people will do whatever to try to get to where they want to be. We got to show folk there are still some people who have integrity about how they go about doing things. I'm not a lying preacher. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to be a church known for standing on truth. And this church has stood on truth for a lot of years. We've been through some things, but we've strived to stand on truth. We strive not to lie about money, not to lie about what we do. All the money going to the preacher, that's a lie. Stop telling that lie. If you ever come to a service, and some of you will skip them because you know this. If you ever come to a service and the money is going to me, they're going to tell you that. They're going to tell you they're receiving an offering for me. You won't hurt me by not giving in that offering. Now, don't clap. You're going to hurt yourself. But we're not going to stand up here and tell you no lie. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to be a church that tells the truth. We tell y'all we building and doing what we doing, and we doing it debt-free. We're not lying to y'all. Everything we do, we're going to strive to do it debt-free. Amen? You should love being a part of a church that's striving to stand on truth, to teach truth, to live truth. That starts with me. As the leader of this church, that starts with me. I don't understand why folk would want to go sit up under a known liar. You don't sit there and listen to a liar preach. No, pastor ain't perfect, but I ain't. Oh, I got integrity. I'm not going to take something from you that I shouldn't take from you by deceit. And then think that I'm climbing up. I'm moving up. No, that's going to hurt me in the end. I'm going to hurt myself. Amen? Lying hurts you. Lying hurts people who love you. Lying lips are an abomination to God. If you're here this morning and you've been lying, come on, you need deliverance. Your life don't have to be a lie. You don't have to pretend to be a man of God. You can be a man of God. You don't have to pretend to be a woman of God. You can really be a woman of God. You don't have to pretend to be nice and kind. You can actually be nice and kind. But it's going to take some deliverance. It's going to take you getting that junk out of you. Amen. All heads are bowed. Lord, we want to come before him in this benediction. We want to repent for lying. He hates it. We want to move away from it. And deal truthfully and be true witnesses that we can deliver souls. People's lives will be changed from having a conversation with you and you being honest and you being truthful. Another way we lie, and then we're going to pray, is stop lying and acting like you've always been saved. Stop lying, acting like you never did anything wrong. Why you want to portray that? You may not stand before a whole church and tell everybody what you did, especially something the saving God leads you to do it. But one-on-one, sometimes we got to be truthful with people. We got to let people know exactly where we come from. We're not glorifying it, but we're just being a true witness of how he delivered us. So that they'll know wherever they at, they don't have to stay. That's being a true witness. When I look at Deacon Cochran back there, and when I think one time that as an alcoholic, as a man drinking himself to death, being told that you keep drinking, you're going to die. And he got down to how many pounds you got down to, D? 130. I'm going to do this nicely because folks say I do it mean. If you got to go, you can go. I'm trying to say that mean. Somebody told me when I say that, I'll be looking very mean. If you have to leave, you're free to go. But Deke got down to 130 pounds. And he don't mind me telling him. If he do, it's too late. People thought he had AIDS. People thought like something. This man, he got cancer. No, he an alcoholic. And there's only one person that's responsible for him being over 70, still moving like he doing, and even still being here. That's Jesus. Don't clap. That's that Jesus delivered him. He delivered him. He can now be a true witness for people who feel like they cannot come out of that. There's your true witness. We don't brag when we talk about being a whoremonger. Nothing worth boasting about being a whore, whether you a man whore or a woman whore. But guess what? That's what some of us found ourselves. But now we can be true witnesses. Am I right? Some of you was on drugs. And if people ever knew that you smoke crack, that you couldn't live without weed, be a true witness where God plants you. Everybody in the church, I want to be a worldwide event. Just be a true witness where he plants you. And if he wants to send you around the world, then so be it. But let's be true witnesses where he plant us. Amen? There's a lot of things we could name that some of us come out of. All y'all women ain't been chased all your life. Yeah, acting like you just so sweet. You ain't always been that sweet. Be a true witness. Let somebody know. Amen? Some of us ain't always had nice things. Let folks know you weren't born without God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the word. Lord, that is our desire, to be a true witness. Forgive us of speaking falsely. Forgive us of lies. Forgive us, Lord, of being deceitful. We know that you hate it. And we want to please you. We want to be that true witness that you have chosen for us to be. So I pray and ask that you have your way in all of your precious saints. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this message. Thank you that families are better.
Pray that you are blessed by today's message. Be sure to listen and share other messages available through our podcast outreach. We thank you for all of your past, present, and future support for our ministry. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.